Oh, I love that. Awesome chords from Chicago. All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking, final segment tonight, and I'm going to kick it to Habbo with a little tribute.
Yeah, I just wanted to say briefly, Frank Burkhead, a longtime supporter of Virginia athletics, as well as particularly Virginia basketball. His dad also was one of the original architects of the Virginia Basketball Club back in the 60s and 70s. Terrific family. Frank, great guy. Died unexpectedly about 10 days ago. There was a memorial service Thursday in Charlottesville. I was there, and I was just explaining to Frank, every living Virginia basketball coach from Tony Bennett, Pete Gillen, Terry Holland, obviously Jeff Jones, everybody except Dave Leto was there. Sometimes I don't necessarily think about him, but that's another issue. Oh. At any rate, but Frank, just a great guy. It's really going to be a big loss. He's a terrific family man, so he's going to be missed in many, many ways. All right, Olympic report real quick. Virginia women's soccer. Big game yesterday. They defeated Florida State 1-0. The second-ranked women beat the number one-ranked Florida State, so I assume that ranking will reverse. And then the Virginia men's soccer team last week defeated Virginia Tech also by a 1-0 score. So I would think both soccer teams are headed back to the NCAA tournament here shortly, and maybe the men can repeat. And the women, I think, lost to Florida State in the title game last year. So both teams will be competitive for a national championship.
All right, we're going to handicap the ACC schedule this week. First off, Thursday night. That's right, Thursday night. Can you stand it? Thursday night college football. North Carolina Tar Heels are traveling up to Pittsburgh. Both teams are hot, playing good football. And believe it or not, the Heels are favored by 3 on Pitt's field. And I'm going to say right here now, I thought Carolina's team was not altogether as focused as they should have been on that home game. And I'm predicting Pitt in an upset.
I second the motion.
All right, Friday night.
I'll go Carolina
just to wear Carolina blue. Yeah. Friday night, who believes there's a football game on Friday night? Louisville is at Wake Forest, and the Cards are given 12 points to the Deacons, and that game could be ugly because the Cardinals have gotten pretty good lately, and I think they'll cover that. What do you think?
Yep.
Yeah, Dave Clawson's still a year or two away.
Yeah, what a great guy. I hope he can survive these years. Saturday, Syracuse is at Florida State. And
not good timing by Syracuse coming off a Florida State loss.
Boy, was that a strange end to that game. Florida State has dropped from top 10 down to 17th in the polls, but the Noles are favored by 20 points. I think they're going to cover that spread. Virginia Tech at Boston College. Hokies are favored by 2.5 points up there in Chestnut Hill or whatever. And what do you think, Habbo?
That should be a great game. You know, Boston College, pretty good defense, not much offense. I think Boston College may win at home.
Scrappy game. All right, Clemson at NC State on Saturday.
That Clemson. Game,
Clemson is on a roll. They're either 7-0 or 8-0. What is it, Habbo?
Quick. They are undefeated.
Clemson
is 7-0. 7-0.
They're given 10 points to NC State. I think they can cover that pretty easily, even though it's in Raleigh. NC State just has been dysfunctional on offense. Miami at Duke. This is an interesting game. There's no line. So Vegas has taken this one off the board because of the coaching change. And, I think Duke at home, they're playing very well. And they're coming off an emotional high, the 14 overtime game in Blacksburg.
I think Duke will win. What do you think, Dr. Call?
Yeah, I think you got to give it to Duke.
All right, Virginia is going to host Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech looked like they were dead in the water until the final seconds of the game against Florida State, when the stupid coach decided to kick a 56-yard field goal, which got blocked and returned by a guy that I'd never heard of, and he's now going to be one of the most famous defensive backs in the history of Georgia Tech lore. Unbelievable.
You know what gets overlooked so many times is a kicking game in football, and that determines a lot of outcomes.
2 weeks in a row, Michigan State, Michigan,
a week ago. Georgia Tech is 1-4. Virginia's 1-2 in the ACC. I think Virginia finds a way to steal a W.
They better.
They need it.
They desperately need this.
They need it. Go Wahoos. Beat the wreck.
Who's on next week?
It's 3:00 game at Scott Stadium. Still tickets. Go, go, go. Cheer for the Wahoos.
Happy Halloween.
There you go.